Next patient is Barbara Berry, B E R R Y. Berry, Barbara, B A R B A R A. Date of birth is 10/14/1937. Date of visit is 3/29/23. Please make a copy for Karen Crawford, MD. Crawford is C A R A W F O R D. Crawford. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, M-D. Native consult was 3/29/23. Next paragraph, chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. And next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 85-year-old white female who has a past history of hypertension and a history of chronic kidney disease, was recently sent for a CT chest, which demonstrated areas of mild bronchiectasis and reticular nodular opacities in the anterior right upper lobe with mucus plugging and additional reticular nodular infiltrates in the right middle lobe as well. These findings could suggest atypical mycobacterial infection. Period. The patient, however, states she has no shortness of breath. She has an occasional cough, but does not bring up much sputum. And she denied fevers or chills, night sweats, or significant weight loss. No history of hemoptysis. She has not been treated for pneumonia in the recent past. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for history for hypertension and atrial fibrillation, history of hyponatremia and SIADH. She also has irritable bowel syndrome, and surgery includes bowel obstruction, for which laparoscopic surgery was done, and an appendectomy as well as hysterectomy and cataract surgery and colonoscopy. Next paragraph, med list included atenolol 25 milligrams, half tablet BID, Wellbutrin 150 milligrams daily, and aspirin one daily, Agrinox 25-200 milligrams BID, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, and ropinirole 0.5 milligrams BID, melatonin 5 milligrams at HS. Next paragraph, allergies to aspirin and amethyza and flagyl and NSAIDs. Next paragraph, families, let's see. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 42 years and quit several years ago. Alcohol use moderate. Next. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease, father died of suicide. Next. System review of the patient, has fatigue and some weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, urinary frequency and awakening, shortness of breath and occasional cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea and heartburn, and diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety or depression. She has joint pains, muscle aches, denies seizures or headaches, but has memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 100 pounds, saturation 97. HE and ER, norms, phallic, pupils reactive, sclerotic, clear, throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no breeze, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmured S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no growth, motor absence, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, impression number 1. COPD with bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is chronic kidney disease. Stage 3. And number 4 is irritable bowel, and next for plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest, also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, copy of her recent labs will be requested. Use a Ventril and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for J.P. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, Singh, J.P., J.P. Singh. And Karen Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, Crawford Karen, M-D. Stock, this was a... Thank you.